Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Carol, who has an infected sebaceous cyst in her neck.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Green.
Hi, Carol.
Sorry to bother you on a Saturday
That's
morning.
That's all right. Thanks for your patience.
It's just, I flew back from Dubai yesterday. Last night, I've discovered a lump in my neck, obviously. Panic thinking, blood clot. Okay. But I don't know if it's relevant. On Wednesday night when I was in Dubai, I got a lump on the back of my head. I haven't banged it or nothing, and it's really, really sore.
Okay.
It still is sore, but this lump, I thought, oh, God.
Gotcha. All
yes,
right.
I got, woof. I've all never right. spotted it until last night.
Yeah.
And I only got back from Dubai at 20 past 11 last night, yesterday morning.
Okay. So going back to the first lump, which
yes.
is this one behind the...
It's the... round about there. It's not as bad as what it was.
Tender.
It's still sore, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Ah, yeah.
Ah, that is sore, isn't it?
Yes,
so
it
you
is.
Think you think they're probably linked, don't you?
I don't know. That's ah. That's
it
where
is
I was...
tender, isn't it?
It's just, so that seems to have gone down, and that one seems to have... That one's come up.
So this is a new one.
Ah,
and
yes.
that's also sore.
Yes.
Fab. All right.
And that came up last night.
I'm going to measure them both, if that's okay. So it's all about the lump. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, that's it.
And you're worried about cancer?
Oh, God, no, I'm not worried about that.
What are you worried
blood
about?
Blood clot. I'm flying.
Fine. You're a smoker?
Yes, I am.
How many?
Oh, like 2 weeks, don't ask. Normally about 10, 15 a day.
Okay.
So I've been cutting down.
Fab. Okay, we can help you with that, but if you're interested.
Oh, no, I'm not. Not at the minute. I've got too much going on
Another
with my
time.
Dad in the house. And
what's going on?
Well, my dad's poorly now. I haven't got him at home. He's
okay.
in full-time care. He's just deteriorated so much, it's unreal. He's nearly on permanent antibiotics for water infections, and his kidneys just about clapped out. Doesn't know who I am. Yes. House is upside down, been getting done for the last 3 months.
Oh.
Yes.
Your weight's been stable, has it?
Aye.
You're
about 45-ish.
Yeah. You're upset us talking about these things, aren't
it's
you?
It's just...
It's the stress of it. Yeah, okay. Okay. How's your breathing?
I've been a bit breathless.
Since when?
It's been on and off for the last couple of months. I was breathless this morning when I got up. I don't know whether it's to do with the lump or whether it's got stress, because when I've been away, I haven't had it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were fine when you were away?
Yes, I was fine. No breathless at all when I was away.
Legs?
Oh, fine. Knee lumps, knee swellings.
No swelling.
I've checked everywhere.
And you've never had, nobody in your family's ever had any clots?
My grandma, she had a...
In the brain?
Yeah.
Stroke.
She just died. Aye.
Like, how old was she at the time?
Oh, God, 90-summit.
Okay. So not something that's running in families?
Yeah.
Okay. It was a pop rather than a clot, was it?
Oh, aye, it was a pop.
Got you.
Big pop. Just went...
All right. You working?
I've tried to go back, but obviously with my dad, the house and the stress
yeah,
and that,
yeah.
I'm just doing odd shifts now and then.
Just remind me what your job is.
Nurse.
What sort of nurse?
I do anything that I want us to do. I go to nursing homes, I do occupational health, I do A&E, I do theatre, I do everything.
Do you need a note today as well?
Pardon?
Do you need a sick note? Or you?
No,
or
no, no.
Fine for that.
Oh, fine for that.
Fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Slip your coat off.
I've got a sweat on now. I've been freezing since I got back.
you had fever at all? Been shivery? No?
No.
No, it's just this.
Well, I get the sweats anyway with the... Because I'm not on the HRT.
Okay.
I've gone cold turkey because the HRT wasn't working anyway.
When did you stop it?
Oh, God, when did I see the water?
Weeks ago?
Oh, it's weeks.
So we could think about that again if you wanted to, but...
No, oh. I'm going to go cold turkey.
Okay.
I didn't have any when I was on holiday, believe it or not.
Do you mind if I have a listen to your chest? If you stand up for me and turn around. That's you rather than me, isn't it? Breathe away. Fabulous. Okay. Can I have a look in your ear as well?
In my ear?
Yeah.
Will I take my ear out then? Because otherwise I...
Just gonna first of all check your temperature there. Your teeth okay, honey?
Yeah, fine.
What takes you to Dubai then?
We're supposed to go to Egypt. And the flight was cancelled. So
you've got a lymph node here in your neck, which is tender, which has come up linked with this thing.
You think?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Centimetre and a half. So it's a significant size, but it's tender.
Considering it's just come up last night.
Yeah, absolutely. And this thing here is...
Ah!
Sorry.
It's all right.
This is where it's sore, isn't it?
It's sore as well, yeah.
And this one's about a centimetre, again, about a centimetre and a half. And it's a likely... But that's a lot better, isn't it, already?
It's a lot better than where it was, but it's still very sore.
Right.
It's not as swollen. Ah, just bloody painful.
Brilliant. Okay. Take yourself a seat. All right. So you're really welling yourself apart from that lump.
Yeah, fine.
And it's nothing to do...
Don't marry you. Oh, no, I'm stiff as a postman.
Sorry.
It's all off a car crash.
Sorry. You check your pulse as well, if I may. Oh, great. Okay. Well, your biggest fear, interestingly, was a clot.
Yes, and it's not a clot.
And it's not a clot.
No, it's lymph.
So the things that would make me think about clots would be swollen, tender calves, or breathlessness and it hurting when you breathe.
No, I haven't got that.
Particularly on one side. So you've not got that?
Didn't say it's cancer, man.
So it's not cancer... But it's related to the infection of the skin lump here, just this fella here. So it's likely to be what's called a sebaceous cyst that's infected.
Which,
it's just in,
that's fine. I'm happy with that.
Which is a gland in the skin which is just infected. It's getting better of its own accord, but this gland here has come up, linked with it, and it's agony.
Yes.
Which is good news because it means it's an infectious thing.
If it's not painful.
If it's not painful.
That's when you worry.
And it's progressively getting bigger, then we worry.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to give you any treatment for this. Right. You might want to take painkillers if it's active.
Well, I'm having no cost, it's giving us headaches.
Fine. Mm-hmm. So use painkillers. What do you use?
Brufen. Anti-inflammatory.
Well, you don't need an anti-inflammatory. But if you want to use Brufen, that's fine, as long as it doesn't cause indigestion.
No,
but
don't it doesn't, use, doesn't don't cause use. Indigestion.
If you've got a fever, or if that tenderness and swelling is getting worse, we might need to pop it.
Right.
All right? Or we might need to give you some antibiotics sometimes. Depends.
Right.
But see how things go. A lump that comes and then goes, not interesting.
If it doesn't go and it gets bigger.
Exactly. Yeah. If it's progressively getting bigger and it's not tender.
But to put my mind at rest, it's not a clot. Good. I know clots normally back of the legs, breathing and all that, but...
Okay.
I thought, so I'm going to check it out because I was worried.
You're down to have a health check done with my nurse if you'd like one. Have we ever done your cholesterol?
No.
Would you like to come and see her at some stage and do your cholesterol numbers?
Yeah.
She could talk about your smoking too as well.
She's already tried.
Okay. When you're ready to talk about it, we'll talk about it with you.
I mean, I've got a false one, which before I went on holiday, I was doing really, really well. But of course, cigarettes and you're having a good time and you're having a drink and something nice to eat and you're going to the races and you're going up the bear and you're having a heart attack because I'm petrified of heights.
You know why I worry about smoking, don't you?
Yes, I know.
And you're interested at some stage. But
I will,
it's just not quite getting there.
Not
what would be the
yet.
Key thing that would make you get there?
I haven't got a clue.
Has anyone been affected in your family with smoking?
Yes, my uncle's got COPD. He's on permanent oxygen. Can't walk, can't go out.
You don't want to go there.
My uncle died of lung cancer.
You don't want to go
I know,
there.
I know. I've seen it at work. Hundreds and thousands of
Give
times.
Give it some serious consideration and come get some support about it.
I will do. As long as I've got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
So if that lumps, this gets any bigger...
If you're unwell with a fever, getting very tender, come back in urgently. Otherwise, if the lump's getting bigger after 3 weeks, we'll have another look at you.
Right, you will. Brilliant.
Okay. Nice to see you. Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Ring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.